given the opportunity. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,746. The Nasdaq at 69.36. Sports, the Wizards were idle last night. They're in Atlanta tonight. And the Caps are back in action tonight. They're in New York to skate against the Rangers. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Risks and disclosures. Message and data rates may apply. This is not tax or legal advice. Please speak to your CPA and attorney before investing. Accredited investors only. Real estate has no guarantees for income or appreciation, and a complete loss of principal is possible. Securities offered through WealthForge Securities, LLC, a member FINRA SIPC.
Are you thinking of a 1031 exchange? Tired of managing your own rental property and dealing with tenants, toilets, and trash? Want to defer your taxes on the sale of appreciated real estate? Hi, I'm Dwight Kay, CEO of Kay Properties and Investments, and we specialize in 1031 exchange replacement properties, triple net, DST, and TIC. We help investors nationwide, and I want to help you too. In fact, I'll send you a free copy of my book on 1031 exchanges, how they work, things to look out for, and strategies others may not know. Plus, I'll send you a list of currently available 1031 properties, also for free.
For your free 1031 exchange book and free property list, just text the word CHANGE to 543-543 now. It's a free book and a free list with no obligations to you. Again, text CHANGE to 543-543. CHANGE to 543-543.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. The westbound ramp to northbound 395 3rd Street Tunnel from the southeast-southwest freeway is blocked because of an earlier vehicle fire. Police and the fire department on the scene. In addition, the on-ramp from South Capitol Street is blocked as well. The southeast-southwest freeway westbound between Pennsylvania Avenue and 6th Street, or 9th Street, that is, southeast, very slow. Your average speed, about 20 miles an hour. Bryant Street between 18th and 20th, still lane blockages there by ongoing police activity. 395 northbound between the Washington, D.C. waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel, about a 10-minute trip. And the red line between the Medical Center and Grosvenor, we have service delays. We're single tracking. That's for some work regarding some leak mitigation program. The work is scheduled until about the middle of February. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few flurries or a couple of light snow showers possible this morning, otherwise cloudy and cold. Clouds begin to decrease this afternoon, mid-30s. Partly cloudy, 18 tonight. Sunny, colder, upper 20s Thursday. Partly cloudy, upper 30s Friday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Warrenton, 30 in Hyattsville, 32 degrees in Washington. Relive Donald Trump's first year as president in 2 minutes. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, Merry Christmas. Joining us in half an hour, 7:35, is Jim Swift. He's the deputy online editor of the Weekly Standard, and we're going to discuss political predictions for the next year with him. At 8:05, Christian Adams from the Election Integrity Commission, and at 8:35, Roger Berliner. He's a council member from Montgomery County, and we'll talk about paying your property taxes this year for next year to avoid those salt tax caps. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Hans von Spakovsky.
Morning, Mary.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Mr. Rogers, talking about neighbors. I want to talk about your neighbors. There's a group of people in Lorton, Virginia. There's a community down there, again, because a lot of people love their HOAs, called Gunston Manor. And sadly was recently in the news of due to a murder that happened last week. A young girl's parents were murdered, allegedly by her 17-year-old boyfriend. She's 16 years old. Here's the thing. 2 months before that murder took place, in the Gunston Manor community, Neighbors claim that there was a swastika roughly 40 feet across that was mowed into the grass of a community field in that community. So, and they knew who did it because tire marks from the riding mower ran up the lot, up a road to the home of a teen who was known as having a few problems in the neighborhood, a quote-unquote troubled teen, 17-year-old boy. And so some of the neighbors got together and they decided, how do we handle this? Do we go to the police or do we go and talk to this kid's parents? And I would assume that I guess the parents were seen as somewhat reasonable since they decided, let's go talk to the parents and address this with the parents. So they did. And one woman has spoken out. Her name is Penny Potter. And she decided to speak out about this. She said, we live in a very safe neighborhood where kids can ride their bikes, not worry about anything. For the first time, I was fearful that there was someone living in our neighborhood who was capable of incredibly irrational behavior. If you see something that just makes you go, call the police. Some of these neighbors regret the decision to speak to the parents instead of calling the police. Because of what happened 2 months later. Now, when they went to speak to the parents' homes, they said sent someone off, you know, a representative to go speak to the parents to discuss what happened. And the teen's parents, according to Penny Potter here, admitted that, yeah, our son did this. But they said they were aware of his issues and they were getting him help. Okay, well, what more would you expect as neighbors? Okay, listen, they copped to it. Look, we know our son did this. We apologize. We're sorry. We're getting him help. We know he has a problem. You know, there before the grace of God go I or anybody else, right, who has kids. You don't know. Sometimes you got a kid who's troubled. Well, now they're saying, some of the residents saying, we regret our decision. We wish we had gone to the police. Hindsight's 20/20. I personally respect the fact that these people went to go talk to the neighbors. I think too many of us don't speak to our neighbors. I guarantee you that there are people listening right now who have no clue who their neighbors are. No clue who they are. So I respect that they went to go talk to the neighbor to the parents instead of saying, you know, I don't want to get this kid in trouble if we don't have to, if we can resolve this the right way. Of course, 2 months down the road, no one can see into the future. This horrific crime is committed. So 888-630-9625. Do you talk to your neighbors when you have some kind of a dispute or if there's some kind of issue? Do you pick up and go talk to your neighbors or is your first inclination to pick up the phone and let the police handle it? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL is the number.
And, you know, Mary, it's tragic what happened later with this particular teenager, but I don't think these neighbors should second guess what they did. I think actually too often these days people immediately call the police instead of first talking to neighbors or others. I've got three kids. They're now in college and beyond. But look, we occasionally had issues and other parents always appreciated it, that we called them first and talked to them. Yeah, if the other parents don't seem receptive or not going to resolve an issue and it's really serious, maybe then go to the police. But this police first idea, which seems to be happening too much in our society, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Do you know your neighbors, Hans? Do you think you know your neighbors?
Yes. I live on a cul-de-sac. The neighbors that I have, many of them have been there for a long time. And not only do we know all our neighbors, we even have an email tree. So folks tell each other when they're going to be out of town so we can we can watch our houses. And no, I have some very friendly neighbors.
Yeah. But I do think it's incumbent upon people, you know, to go out and actually do that. When someone new moves into the neighborhood, the idea of the old welcome wagon, you know, doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it existed in like the 50s and 60s, right? That doesn't exist anymore. But we had someone three houses up from us. We were very friendly with the people who owned that home and they've moved away, but they're still, you know, not super far away, but like an hour away. I have yet to go meet those people. I really want to, but with the holidays and, you know, with Christmas and everything, I kept saying to my husband as we're driving past her house, I'm like, I really need to bring them a bottle of wine. And we're driving by, he goes, not today. But I want to go meet them. And it's incumbent upon me to go meet them. I don't think right. It is incumbent upon them to come and introduce themselves to people. I think it's incumbent upon me to say, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, and to go to meet them. And I would do exactly what these people did. I would go talk to my neighbor. I wouldn't want to call the police and report them to police when it was something that the parents could have handled and maybe cause a bigger problem for a kid who's already troubled.
You know, I agree with that. And I think part of the problem today is there's a lot of people that lack development of the kind of social skills that used to be taken for granted because they spend too much time in their houses watching TV and on social media. You know, they'd rather text somebody than actually talk to them in person.
888-630-9625. Dan in Dulles, good morning. Dan, Merry Christmas. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you know your neighbors?
Oh, yeah, I know all of my neighbors. I make sure. My wife actually runs a little Facebook group for all the neighborhood, everybody, you know, to communicate with each other. And for the most part, if I have a problem with my neighbors, I'll just go there and talk to them. But I got, you know, one or two that are just, what do you call, cowards. And we'll call the police on me if, you know, I have a firing range out back, which is legal. You know, if they get all upset and, well, call the police, it disturbs them, you know, they get shaking in their booties. You know, can't get used to it. You know, it's like, well, sorry, I was going to call the Second Amendment, so fight me.
Yeah, and that's got to be annoying because you don't know who it is who called on you, and like
oh,
you're
no,
right.
No, that's a great thing. That's where we live. They'll tell you exactly who it is, so you can go and address it. So I send them back with messages after I invite the sheriff to come back and join us for a little while.
That's great. But for the most part, you said you know, you all get together. There's always going to be someone in the neighborhood who's that person. You know what I mean when I say that person? You know who they are. Dan, thank you for sharing that with us. You know, even in your neighborhood, I'm sure, Hans, that there's that person.
We do have those. But again, I think calling the police first. Because calling the police first, unless it's something really serious, that is not the resort that people should have.
So do you think that these neighbors did the wrong thing by talking to the family? 2 months later, we wind up with a horrible crime, double murder on our hands, with the son accused of being the perpetrator of that crime. And they say now, boy, we wish we had called the police instead of talking to the parents. Did they do the right thing? 888-630-9625. More of your calls coming up. 7:15. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. Southeast Southwest Freeway westbound ramp to northbound 3rd Street Tunnel blocked because of an active vehicle fire. The police department, of course, is there, as are the police. In addition, the on-ramp from South Capitol Street is also blocked. Bryant Street northeast between 18th and 20th, we have an ongoing police activity blocking lanes. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, about a 15-minute trip. 395 northbound between the waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel, a 5-minute commute. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, about a 17-minute commute. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today some lingering morning flurries or snow showers, cloudy, but peaks of sunshine later in the day, a high of 34. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 18. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 28. Currently in our nation's capital, it's still 32 degrees at 7:17 on WMAL. In Lorton, Virginia, in a community in Gunston Manor, 2 months ago, the community had a shock when they found a large swastika about 40 feet across mowed into the grass of a community field. They followed the tracks, knew who did it, knew from whence the lawnmower came, because teenagers aren't that smart. And they went to talk to the parents. They knew this kid was a quote-unquote troubled teen. You know, every neighborhood's got that too. Talk to the parents. The parents are like, look, we know our kid did it. We're sorry. We're getting him help. We know he's got problems. We're dealing with it. Great. That's all I think anybody wanted. 2 months later, he is now accused of shooting and killing the parents of his 16-year-old girlfriend in their Reston home. Just happened last week. Now some of those residents of that community are speaking out and saying, we wish we had called the cops, and telling people, if you think there's something like this going, call the cops. I don't like that. I don't necessarily think they did the wrong thing. Excuse me. And I don't think they should be second-guessing themselves. Jamie in Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
I think...
Hi, Jamie.
Hey there. Good morning to you. I think we've been slowly teaching each generation to have less and less human contact, starting with ATMs and paying at the pump and drive-thrus. Everything is based on convenience and minimizing human interaction. And so the knee-jerk reaction is call the police and they'll handle it.
Hans and I were saying that off the air when we were discussing this topic. You're so right, Jamie. I think you really touched on this. We have a generation coming up. I will watch my nieces who will sit there with their friends on the beach. And there'll be a circle of like eight girls. No one's talking. Their heads are all down and they're texting. We're like, why aren't you? They're on their phones. Oh, they're texting each other. Like, she's sitting right next to you. Why are you? Why can't they have no ability? There's no interpersonal skills at all. None.
It's going to be difficult when this generation comes to be my age. You know, things that we took for granted, going to the bank and actually talking to somebody, having to say good morning as opposed to pushing a couple buttons.
Well, how many people never leave their homes to go Christmas shopping?
Well, I have to confess that I didn't leave my home much to do that either.
See?
But, yeah.
But it's, you know, I wouldn't have a problem going and saying hi to the cashier or, you know, or anything like that. To pick up the phone and call it so somebody else will handle it is, it's absolving any responsibility that we take for our own actions.
Yeah, I think you've hit on a very, very important aspect of this. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful New Year, Jamie.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. You know, as I said, we had said that when we were discussing this, this was one of the things that came up, and I was waiting for a caller to bring that up because I think it's so true. But as far as this group of people go, I laud them for what they did.
Yeah, no, I think they did exactly the right thing.
And I feel badly that looking back on this, some of them regret that decision. I don't know what they expected the police to do. Had they come to the house? Had they called the cops and come to the house? What did they expect the police to do that would have prevented this horrific murder, double murder, if this kid is guilty of it? What did they expect the police to do? Haul this kid into... He mowed a swastika into a field. They're not going to arrest him. He's not going to do time for that. So no. I don't know what they expected to happen that would have prevented this.
No, it would. I mean, look, as a juvenile, anybody who's familiar with the juvenile court system, maybe he would have been charged with some kind of trespassing or something like that. That the idea that would have made a difference 2 months later, I think that's just not going to happen. But going back to the last caller, look, I was at a Christmas party recently, was talking to some college students there, and they were complaining about the fact that they have people calling the police on them, neighbors, rather than simply coming over and saying, you guys are being a little bit too loud, it's late. And they would have toned down what they were doing if the neighbor had simply come over and talked. Instead, the police get called. So this is a intergenerational problem.
888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL is the number. Do you know your neighbors? And have you ever discussed, like, an issue with your neighbors? We have phenomenal neighbors. I love my neighbors. They're wonderful. And we had put a generator in. And we wanted to put it, we needed a variance that it wasn't in the setbacks. We wanted to bring it away from the setbacks and put it closer to our home, actually. It would have been closer to our house, away from the neighbors. And so we went around to each of our neighbors. We talked to them, told them what we wanted to do. They all said, fine, we're okay with it. Actually, we wanted to put it farther away from our house, back into the setbacks. The neighbors were all okay with it because the neighbors that it would have been closer to, they loved it because they couldn't see it now when they looked out their second floor window because it was hidden by hedges. And they could plug into it and use it. So everything was fine. And the neighbors on the other side said, if they give you a hard time, put it on our side. We don't care.
That's great.
But that's what you do. You go and you talk to people. It's 722 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve Gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year.
Celebrate the new year at the Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show at the Dulles Expo in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum is pulling out all the stops for this show and bringing the Hollywood Guns Gallery, an elaborate display on loan from Hollywood and on display for the first time in Virginia. See the firearms used by some of the biggest stars. The Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show. Dulles Expo Center, Chantilly, Virginia. This weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
It's 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, we can begin with some good news regarding the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Remember, there was a car fire blocking the westbound ramp to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Well, that's gone. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Now 395 northbound between the waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel, beginning to build in volume. It's about a 6-minute commute. Bryan Street northeast between 18th and 20th, still blocked because of police activity. In Alexandria, Richmond Highway southbound at Huntington Avenue, there is a crash blocking the right lane. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, about a 12-minute commute, should only take you about 8 or 9 minutes. And Metro's Red Line, a single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few flurries or even a couple of light snow showers possible for us here this morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cold this morning. Decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 726 on WMAL. Tax cut, we all think, great thing, right?
It is a great thing.
Unless you're a Democrat or a proponent of the left, because then giving money back to people is a bad thing, because it's the government's money. A piece in the Washington Post written by Todd Frankel. Middle-class people will stop giving to charity. Here's what he said. Many U.S. charities are worried the tax overhaul bill signed by President Trump on Friday could spur a landmark shift in philanthropy, speeding along the decline of middle-class donors and transforming charitable gift-giving into a pursuit largely left to the wealthy.
Well, that's because the deplorables, you know, all of us who cling to our guns and religion, why, the only reason we give to charity is for the tax deduction. That is such a dismissive attitude of the American people.
Well, that's because they don't know what it is like to give to charity, so therefore they don't know why people give.
Right.
That's what I'm going with. I mean, if they can be dismissive, so can I.
You know, Americans actually, I think, are the biggest givers to private charity of any people in the world.
I have to tell you, and I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I literally just gave a big check to my nuns because I have adopted nuns. I just sent them a big check because if I'm going to get something back, I wanted to share it.
Right.
I didn't do it for the tax deduction.
Yeah, and we don't either.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, 728 on WMAL.
Cumulus Media would like to publicize our job opportunities to any organization that frequently distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers. To receive information regarding job vacancies at Cumulus Media, simply ask to be put on our mailing list. Send your request to Cumulus Media, care of Human Resources Department, 4400 Jennifer Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2015-2113. Be sure to include your company name, a contact person, address, phone number, and email address. Cumulus Media is an equal opportunity employer.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Now's the time to track down the best deals at Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Hurry in and save up to 50% on a huge selection of footwear from national brands like Ariat, Timberland, Danner, and more. Get 50% off select Cabela's logo tees and caps for the family. And take 30% off select Cabela's rods, reels, combos, and tackle storage. Don't miss your chance to save big during Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Jim Swift. He's the deputy online editor of the Weekly Standard. He's a crystal ball, and he's going to tell us everything that's going to happen in 2018 in the world of politics. 7:30 WMAL News coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station
where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Be prepared. There could be a little bit of snow to complicate your morning commute. National Weather Service forecaster Brian LaSorsa.
We issued a special weather statement that highlights that there's a potential for hazardous commuting conditions, and that's because there could be a period of snow during the rush hour.
It won't be much snow, he says, if we get any, but it's been so cold lately that whatever does come down is likely to stick and could make driving hazardous. Our full forecast is just ahead. Drawing a name out of a bowl to determine a winner in a tied Virginia House race is not going to happen today, after all. The Virginia State Board of Elections has postponed the drawing after Democrat Shelley Simons announced plans for a court challenge. Christopher Newport University political scientist Quentin Kidd says the stakes in this race are unusually steep.
Republicans want to hold on to what at this point would be a one-vote majority. Democrats would like to tie it up so that there's power sharing.
A Simons win would split the Virginia House 50-50. Republican former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore says he's thinking about a run for the U.S. Senate.
I certainly have always believed in helping my country and helping my state. So I'm measuring right now the sense of satisfaction with the people of Virginia with their United States senators.
Gilmore says he still has some thinking to do. The Trump administration's facing a new lawsuit in the wake of a Texas shooting spree by a disgraced former Air Force serviceman.
A federal lawsuit filed by New York City, San Francisco, and Philadelphia alleges that the Defense Department has failed to report many service members who are disqualified from gun ownership. The gunman in the November 5th attack was able to purchase a high-powered rifle despite an assault conviction and a 2012 court-martial.
Correspondent Elliot Francis checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,746, the NASDAQ at 69,36. Sports sponsored by Sylvania Silver Star Ultra. The Wizards are in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. The Caps are in New York to play the Rangers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'd love these Sylvania headlights.
Sylvania? I think it's Sylvania.
It's four syllables, Sylvania. Either way, we definitely see further.
You mean farther.
Choose our farthest down road headlights. Sylvania Silver Star Ultra.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
There are seven continents, seven seas, but we'd argue more than seven wonders. For a limited time, enjoy two free perks, like complimentary drinks and Wi-Fi, plus savings for everyone in your stateroom when you book now during the Celebrity Cruises Sail Beyond event. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY or your travel agent today. Offer expires January 31st, 2018 and applies to select sailings and stateroom categories. Additional restrictions apply. Ship registry, Malta and Ecuador.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, we begin with a look at Bryant Street in D.C. Northeast between 18th and 20th. Ongoing police activity still has lanes blocked. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway 295 to the 3rd Street Tunnel. About a 10 or 11-minute commute. You're tapping the brakes here. Southeast-Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue. More like 7 minutes, just a bit slow. In Silver Spring, Columbia Pike northbound to Tech Road. A crash blocks one lane. Police are there. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 Spur. A 13-minute trip. Richmond Highway southbound in Alexandria at Huntington Avenue. Watch out for a downed pole. It has been moved to the shoulder. The cleanup is in progress. The earlier accident there involved a pole and downed wires. And 66 westbound from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway. It's about a 13-minute trip. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few flurries or even a couple of light snow showers possible for us here this morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cold this morning. Decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Woodbridge, 26 in Gaithersburg, 32 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Joining us in about half an hour at 8:05 is Christian Adams. He's with the Election Integrity Commission. And joining us at 8:35 is Roger Berliner, council member from Montgomery County, discussing the prepayment of property taxes. A lot of people getting on board with that one so that you can still get those deductions that you will not get starting next year for your state and local taxes. Mary Walter here with Hans von Spakovsky. Joining us right now is Jim Swift. Jim is the deputy online editor of the Weekly Standard. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. So, I just want you to know the bar's a little high. I might have oversold you. I said you had a crystal ball and you could tell us everything that was going to happen in 2018 politically, so I could plan accordingly.
Well, we have, if you go to our Weekly Standard website, we have many people with conflicting crystal balls. So it's certainly an interesting place.
So I'm going to just take a stab here and say,
okay,
those who are never Trumpers or are Democrats, the world is going to end. So run up your credit cards because the world is going to end in 2018 or Trump will be impeached. Those who are Trump supporters, right, say that it's going to be better than ever and the stock market's going to continue climbing and unicorns are going to come back and so will gumdrop trees.
I think those are pretty fair goalposts.
Okay.
I think most people tend to I would say more pragmatic political observers tend to be in the middle. I mean, despite the economy doing really well, there's a lot of headwinds for Republicans, and we should have an ordinary political year. 2018 would be probably to the Republicans' advantage, but I'm not exactly sure that's going to be the case. And on our predictions page, we've had today was sports, yesterday was politics. I think the Republicans will probably keep both the House and the Senate, but we're gonna lose seats. Others, like my boss Bill Kristol, who's a little bit more pessimistic, thinks the Republicans will lose the majority. So we'll see.
Well,
Trump spectrum than I am.
I mean, historically, Jim, isn't it true that usually the political party that controls the White House in the first midterms after they often lose seats? Isn't that what's happened historically for many years?
Yes. It's definitely not something new.
So the question I think is the tax plan. It's supposed to really jumpstart the economy. I mean, yeah, the stock market's been doing well, but supposedly the tax bill will jump us, folks are predicting, into like 3 to 4% growth rate. Do you think that might offset the political losses for the Republicans? And will that get going fast enough to affect the November elections?
Before I joined the lucrative world of print journalism, I worked on the Hill as an economic policy staffer, and I worked on tax reform. I worked for members of the Finance Committee and Ways and Means Committee for a number of years, and I have been surprised to see a lot of the response from corporations already. I mean, stock buybacks and things, Democrats are loving to kind of bash that. It's going to happen. I mean, it's, businesses are going to respond in different ways, but the number of companies that specifically cited tax reform to give their employees bonuses, and not just the ones you saw, on Fox News or on the right leaning media or even the financial media. I mean, people like my friends in Atlanta, Georgia, who work for small companies, they're posting screenshots on Instagram and all these other sorts of things. Granted, my friend in Atlanta, Georgia, is a big Trump fan, so he didn't need any convincing. I think, to your point, Hans, the tax reform plan will probably help Republicans in some moderate districts. There's just, I think, some sort of districts where I think they're probably, we're going to, it's not like Roy Moore level anti-Trump furor, but I think it will definitely help in some districts, and it will probably help keep some skeptical Republicans on board. So I think that the implementation of tax reform as the withholding starts kicking in, and we're seeing businesses make growth-oriented decisions, can definitely help.
Where do you see the president's agenda going in 2018? We had discussed yesterday infrastructure versus welfare reform, entitlement reform. Do you see either one of those things on the agenda?
Well, I mean, the joke has been, that it's been infrastructure week every week since like last May. So 2018, my colleague Mike Warren, our White House writer, says that his sources think that Trump's going to, you know, really hit big on infrastructure. And, you know, you see with the train crash out in Washington, I mean that wasn't as much infrastructure as it was bad governmental planning. But I don't see entitlement reform out there, and that's because, you know, Trump has not really shown too much of an interest in it. Paul Ryan, of course, that's been a lifelong interest of his, and, you know, said that in an interview with our editor, Steve Hayes. And then, you know, like a day later, Mitch McConnell, in his trademark kind of droll, goes, I'm not going to do it in entitlement reform. You know, and so I think it'd be really hard to get through the Senate. So I think infrastructure is probably something that Trump will want to do, because Democrats will want to get on board with it. And Trump likes winning. And, you know, what better way to win than to get Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on your side and a lot of Republicans and you know, pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Well, speaking of Paul Ryan, you got any predictions on who the Speaker of the House will be after the November elections next year?
You know, Bill Crystal does not think that Paul Ryan's going to run, and that was one of his predictions. I don't think that that means that Paul Nehlen is going to win in that district, because that guy's a little nutty. You know, I mean, it's being speaker, just like being a majority leader or minority leader, is a relatively thankless job. I mean, yes, you get a security detail, but you get maybe like $20,000 more a year for a lot more work than just being some, you know, you could be a backbencher member or just a committee chair. And I think that we're probably seeing, and Ryan, let's not forget, Ryan didn't really want the job in the first place. So, I think Ryan probably, if we got tax reform, and he'll push for something else, but I could see him not running. So,
very quickly in 10 seconds, I just want to know what the winning lottery numbers will be coming up.
They're all going to be prime numbers.
All right, fine, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciated you having us. Have a wonderful new year.
You too.
That's Jim Swift, Deputy Online Editor of the Weekly Standard, 744 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
So you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust to put you first. This is Vince Colonnais, and I recommend you call Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Kurt and Dawn of Alexandria had a rental property they wanted to sell as is. Frank evaluated the home's condition, established a plan, and the home sold within 1 week at $11,000 above list. You see, there is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, and Art Andrews is sitting in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. On Bryant Street in Northeast D.C., between 18th and 20th, we still have ongoing police activity blocking lanes. Now, checking the Southeast-Southwest Freeway in either direction, we'll start with westbound first. From Pennsylvania Avenue to the tunnel, it's about a 5-minute commute. Going the other way, it's more like 6 or 7. An accident in Silver Spring, Columbia Pike northbound at Tech Road. It has been moved to the shoulder, but be careful nonetheless. Annandale Road northbound and Annandale at Gallows Road, there's a crash. All lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene. 66 eastbound between Business Route 234 and the Beltway. It's a 21-minute trip. And northbound 95 between Quantico and Dale City, more like 12 minutes. Fast transit, pretty good. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very cold air moving in for us here as we head through the rest of the week. A few flurries or a couple of light snow showers this morning. Clouds begin to decrease this afternoon. Cold mid-30s. Partly cloudy all the way down to 18 tonight. Sunny colder, upper 20s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 747 on WMAL. So Montgomery County, that's some good news for you. You're going to join some other counties. You're going to join Fairfax, Arlington, and Howard counties in being allowed to pay your 2018 property taxes in 2017. Now, you have to do it by New Year's Eve. So you have to do it by the stroke of midnight, so you don't have a lot of time to do it, so you better hop to it if that's what you want to do. And what it's going to entail is figuring out your taxes and figuring out if not being able to deduct more than $10,000 in your state and local taxes is going to affect you negatively in 2018. If so, then you have to decide if you're capable of paying those taxes this year instead of next year. Like, is it worth it to you? It's a lot of math that has to happen between now and New Year's.
Yeah, I don't know other people, but I think I would have a tough time figuring that out in the next 2 days, essentially.
Yeah, well, we don't have the ability to do that. We have we're those people who still need an accountant to work at LLOT. Montgomery Council President Hans Reimer was discussing this and talking about they actually came back and worked last night to figure out if this is an okay, if they want to allow Montgomery County residents to do this. So the council actually got together this week, came back, and did this just for you. Here's Hans Reimer.
It will reduce a sliver of income tax to the county, but it's going to provide a wallop of a tax benefit for the residents. And so it's a good trade-off when you add up the pros and the cons.
Now, let's see. Council member Craig Rice was the lone no vote on the council because he said it's not fair to those people who don't have the money to be able to do that ahead of time. So no one should be allowed to do it because some people don't have the money to do it, which I love that logic. Well, if you don't bring a Valentine for everyone in class, no one can have Valentines.
Yeah, that's the kind of thinking we get in our elementary schools these days.
Yeah. Hey, listen, some people are going to have the money saved up or however they have it, that are going to have it to be able to do that. Others will say, you know what, this is worth it to me. I really don't want to, I don't really have this expendable money, but in the long run, I'm going to wind up saving money in the long game next year. So I'll make that financial decision now and maybe forego certain things now in order to have the cash to pay my taxes ahead of time so that I can save money in 2018. And are there some people, listen, if you're paying more than $10,000 in state and local taxes, you probably have a good job. You probably have a piece of property that's a little bit wealthier. And, you know, you probably right. have a little bit more. I think you can make the sacrifice somewhere along the line if it's important to you. Can everybody do it? No.
Yeah, but you know what's missing in all this, Mary, is all these county commissions and others that are meeting to do this because of this new $10,000 cap, not a single one of them is talking about lowering the local taxes that they're imposing on people. That doesn't occur to them.
It will once they go to raise taxes and when 2019 comes around and yeah. people can no longer deduct them and they start screaming. That is when it is going to kick in. Joining us coming up is at 8:35 will be Roger Berliner to discuss this. He was involved in this. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family and loved ones.
NOVAC encourages you to donate today at WMAL.com.
Keyword, Fisher House.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own Novec is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. Novec delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. Novec is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. Novec. Listening, responding.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi, American. Wednesday morning to you. Well, stock futures are pointing to a positive open on Wall Street today. Oil prices also on the move. Crude is trading lower after hitting a 2.5-year high in the previous trading session. The White House has interviewed two former Bush administration economists for the job of Federal Reserve Vice Chairman. The Wall Street Journal reports the two are Richard Clarida, Managing Director at Money Manager PIMCO, and Lawrence Lindsay, who runs an economic advisory firm in Washington. General Electric says it will increase its stake in Swedish 3D printer maker Arcam to more than 90%. GE bought a controlling stake in Arcam late last year. Gamers will have to wait a little longer for new Switch cards. The Wall Street Journal reports that Nintendo is delaying the release of 64-gigabyte game cards for the Switch console until 2019. The company had been expected to make the cards available next year. Tesla founder Elon Musk says he plans to make a pickup truck after the release of the Model Y crossover vehicle. The Y is due to be released in about 2 years. And there are a pair of economic reports today. November pending home sales and December consumer confidence are due out at 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you're just days away from joining me at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Do you have your tickets yet? You're going to get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package now before they sell out at WMAL.com/New Year. That's WMAL.com/New Year.
Book your package today. Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
7:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, you go to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. Anacostia Freeway northbound from the 11th Street Bridge to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a 21-minute trip now. That's about 15 minutes more than it would normally take you. And be advised, on the freeway northbound approaching Benning Road, there is an accident with police on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. 95 northbound in Woodbridge at Route 1, there's a tractor-trailer accident blocking the left lane. And in Annandale Road, on Annandale Road in Annandale at Gallows, all lanes are blocked by a crash. Route 50 westbound at the Loudoun County Parkway, a crash. Silver Spring, Columbia Pike northbound to Tech Road, a crash. It has been moved to the shoulder, however, but still causing some delays. And Metro's Red Line, single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few flurries or even a couple of light snow showers possible for us here this morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cold this morning. Decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years. Literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a Ford commercial vehicle center trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can configure your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the area's largest selection of commercial trucks, vans, and any size or configuration. From the new Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new Transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word YOU to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text YOUTH to 42424.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
We're going to talk to J. Christian Adams about the Virginia election that's still in dispute and a recent decision on the Trump voter fraud panel.
And we'll also talk about whether it is infrastructure versus welfare reform. We may have an answer for you. What's coming in the new year? It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. There is still a chance of a little snow this morning in parts of the Washington area. The National Weather Service says we could still see a period of light snow this morning, less than an inch, if any, accumulations expected, says forecaster Brian LaSorsa.
It's been so cold that if we do get that light snow, it could cause some pretty hazardous conditions, even though it's not that much snow. Whatever falls will stick on paved surfaces and whatnot. So it could cause pretty slippery conditions during the morning.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. A rare tie-breaking election draw will not be happening today in Virginia after all. This after a last-minute legal challenge.
Virginia's Board of Elections has postponed today's tiebreaker. It would have picked a winner in the 94th House of Delegates District. Right now, Democrat Shelley Simons and Republican incumbent David Yancey are tied after a judge panel decision last week. Political scientist Quentin Kidd is with Christopher Newport University.
We just don't have these kind of situations happen in Virginia often enough. The last time was 1971.
Simons wants the judges to reverse their decision and declare her the winner. GOP members say the judges did the right thing.
Given that my university is in this district, I've got about a dozen students working on both sides.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There could soon be another well-known name running for Tim Kaine's Senate seat.
Former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore says he's been contacted by the Republican Senatorial Committee about it, but the question is, will he run against Tim Kaine?
I'm open to making the run, but I have not made a decision to run for the U.S. Senate next year.
year.
Gilmore tells WMAL he's in the process of doing research, but wouldn't run unless he knew he could win the election. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
White House aides say President Trump is planning a major push on infrastructure in January. He's reportedly going to reveal some details in his State of the Union address.
That infrastructure plan is looking to be about $200 billion worth of spending. That's something that in the past Democrats have said they are interested in working with the president on. However, that number is deemed a little bit too small to spur the kind of investment in the economy and also to meet the infrastructure needs.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Montgomery County is now allowing homeowners to prepay next year's property taxes to take advantage of a federal tax break that'll be very limited starting in 2018. But some in Montgomery County are worried about the impact the move will have on the county's bottom line.
There's no doubt, says Councilmember George Leventhal, that the county will see less in income taxes next year as a result of letting people prepay their property taxes.
And I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that we may rue this vote.
But he voted for it anyway, saying,
"That's the joy of being an elected official. You will be criticized no matter what you do."
It was enough to make Councilmember Craig Rice decide not to vote for it.
I don't support doing it on the backs of some of the other people in this county that are struggling.
He says the resulting budget gap will mean painful cuts to social services. Plus, he says this will mostly just help people
in their multi-million dollar homes who already got a tax break from the Congress and the president.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A former Trump campaign manager is now facing a sexual assault complaint. Singer Joy Vila claims that Corey Lewandowski hit her twice on the buttocks during a Washington gathering in November. Vila, a Trump supporter, says she plans to meet with D.C. police detectives next week to discuss her complaint. The attorneys general in eight states, including Maryland, are now suing the EPA over air pollution that blows in from upwind states. The federal lawsuit aims to force the